It's Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016. Dynasty Football Factory once again presents the Fantasy Flex, featuring Brad Wallace and the Roto Dad, Nate Miller. As always, you can hit up the show over on Twitter at Fantasy Flex Pod. This time, we're coming at you live from the Fantasy Flex Pro Bowl Auction Draft. 10 experts have gathered together here to duke it out in this fun competition. Joining Brad and Nate will be from BigGuyFantasySports.com, the author of the Fantasy Football Consistency Guide, Bob Long. Stay tuned. Off our hashtag fantasy draft week with the 2016, the first ever Fantasy Flex Pro Bowl. I am Nate over on Twitter at Miller_RotoDad. Brad Wallace can be found at UGA Good. All right, now let's jump right into this with the first nomination, and stick with us as we'll give the highlights from this auction draft.
Bob Long, we're definitely glad you joined us here, braving the auction waters with us on a broadcast. How's it going, Bob?
Great, man. I'll do auctions every day of the week, man. I love auctions. To me, this is the only way to play.
I know there's plenty in the auction here that will agree with you on that. I believe it's Mr. Joe Pizzapia calls it the adults table, and he's sitting here with the third nomination. So we'll see how this goes. But Andrew Mills from Number Fire and NFL Spin Zones nominating first. Let's see who he comes out with.
Looks like we've got Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers first on the board. And that bid is this. We're working with a $300 budget here. 10-team league, PPR, 2 QB, just to give you all kind of a feel of what we're working with here. Rodgers is up to a $40 bid.
Yeah, 2 QBs makes this really interesting. You know, it's like drafting in a 2 quarterback where you're going to maybe draft a quarterback first, second round. But, man, I don't know. I think this is going to set the standard on quarterbacks, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to go right there to Andrew Mills, who nominated him for $42. Wow, $42 of his $300 right there on the first player. Yeah, quarterbacks are going to get bid up, as Bob was alluding to there.
Yeah, that's fine. Let him go.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bid more than $40.
All right, Howard Bender being a trooper, hosting on Sirius, and also here in the draft with us, Rob Gronkowski out, the second man on the board, and already up over $20.
And you notice that I'm just petting my cat here while this is bidding. $40, holy cow! It's now Gronkowski goes more than Aaron Rodgers. My cat's going to actually lose his mind right now. Yes, that's Rob Gronkowski going more than Aaron Rodgers. Kitty.
John and Pimba from a Fantasy Alarm bidding up his New England Patriots bias with Rob Gronkowski for $44.
Can we start taking side bets of how much cheaper Jordan Reed, Greg Olsen, Kelsey Walker, Thomas Wall go than Gronkowski?
Look at Joe Pizzapia coming in here, number three, with Lev Bell. And news flash on him. Last week it was announced he's going to miss 3, not 4 games. So how far does that bump up his price, fellas?
I didn't move him up any in my rankings. I had him at 6th. So
yeah, that's what I got him at, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Le'Veon Bell at 24 to Bob Long.
This feels like it's a good value if he stays here.
Phil's not having any of that.
Yeah, Sirius XM producer Phil Backert, in a bid war with Bob for Le'Veon Bell here. Bob going down to the 1 second mark before he bids up Phil. Let's see how far the Baltimore Ravens fan goes.
Oh,
Bob picks him for 28.
Le'Veon is my boy.
This is PPR, man.
That's good.
Should I really piss him off and bring up D'Angelo Williams now?
Oof. All right. Bob Long nominating Antonio Brown at $50. All right, if he takes Le'Veon.
Aaron Rodgers is going at 42. 80, holy.
Oh, my goodness, and he's up over 80.
Wow.
That
was going to bid.
That escalated quick. What's the term that escalated quickly?
Phil Backer to 82. Goodness gracious, people. This is PPR, but goodness. We got a bid more for Antonio Brown out of a $300 salary cap. He's up at 83 to Shane Manila. Now Phil Backer back up to 84.
$85 to Phil Backert.
I'm going to go ahead and say, Antonio Brown, no one take anybody else for more than $84, all right?
I would be shocked.
$35 for Cam Newton.
He'll go over
Rodgers, yeah.
Rodgers, yeah. Money always gets spent frivolously at the beginning of an auction. That's why you have to be
Yeah.
That's why I like my Le'Veon at 28.
Yeah, that was great okay value. That.
All right, what did Rodgers go for, guys?
42.
Yep. All right. No. Cam just hit 42. 43. Joe Pizzapia. All right, Joe. I'm going 44. Oh, I thought Joe would do that. 45.
Joe says denied. Joe says denied.
Dez Bryant coming out.
I went 2.
That's more than I'll bet on him.
Oh, 26, 27. Dez getting up there, too.
I'll bet you Dez goes over 50, guaranteed.
Yeah,
I mean, Marshall went 47.
Yeah, 47.
Yeah, I can 50. See this going into the 60s for Dez.
And to be perfectly honest, I like Brandon Marshall more than Dez Bryant.
Oh, I would agree with you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But my nomination's up next after this Dez Bryant bidding war goes.
Oh, you're 44. So you're going to inform us now who that's going to be?
I got a few names in mind. I did warn Brad to watch for the Broncos' defense. I don't know that I'm going to pull the trigger on that, though. I think I'm going to throw an injury risk out there.
Dez? Oh, okay. As I say, man, I'm surprised Dez isn't getting close to 60. They're just squeaking over to 50.
Up to 49 here.
Yep, there he goes.
Eric Moody from RotoViz takes Dez Bryant at 49. Two over Brandon Marshall, who went for 47.
Yeah.
I gave a spoiler coming up with the injury risk, but I want to see how far this goes. So,
are you going Jamal Charles?
$5. $5 for
I've been 6.
Jamal Charles.
I both call that totally.
And there goes the bids.
I went 6. I thought maybe I'd get him.
I'm even going to bid on him.
Well, oh, 19. 20 to Bob Lund.
I'll take Le'Veon and Jamal Charles at 25, 26 bucks each. I'll take that chance.
I like the PPR on Jamal Charles, man. He's one of those guys that gets that bump for me.
Now he's starting to go up.
Yeah, 31 to Phil Backert. I wasn't this high on it. I was actually serious. I wanted him for $5. Here, people.
Yeah, right.
Woo! Bob takes Jamal Charles for 32.
I just got two top 10 running back for $60.
Yeah, Brad, we're sitting here talking, and when Bob gets silent, it means he's taking Le'Veon Bell and Jamal Charles. Who's it going to be, Mr. Brad Wallace? Lamar Miller coming out strong with a dollar.
This will be interesting. I've seen him drafted first round. Yeah. I like Lamar Miller, but I don't know if I like him that much.
Yeah. You are talking to Brad Wallace, who loves some Lamar Miller.
Yeah, but I love Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller was on all of my teams last year.
We're up to 37, Brad. 45. This is higher than Jamal Charles and Le'Veon Bell, isn't it?
As soon as he goes over their price combined, I'm going to be really excited.
Yeah. Brad takes Lamar Miller at 46.
Free Lamar Miller.
Yeah. As soon as they realize Jeff Osweiler Brock Osweiler sucks, Lamar Miller's never going to get past the line of scrimmage.
And Bob dissing Brad right here on the podcast. Only on the Fantasy Flex, folks.
Ooh, Russell Wilson starting at 32.
Russell Wilson at 42? Nah, the Roto Dad's going 50. Shane Manila takes Russell Wilson for 51. Cam went for 45. Russell Wilson is the most expensive quarterback off the board right now. And here's Andrew
that
Luck.
That is shocking.
Andrew Luck up to 38.
Oops, I read it wrong.
I'm going to set the stage here. 45. And he goes to 46.
And 46.
All right. 2 QB, but I'm not going this high on him. Joe Pizzapia taking Andrew Luck at $47.
Oh, what to do. You know, I'm just going to bring up more quarterbacks because that just seems to be that much more fun. Let's bring up the most inconsistent stiff in the world of quarterback.
Oh, Ben Roethlisberger.
This ought to be interesting. I want to see what he goes for. because now that the quarterbacks have been in like the mid-40s,
goodness.
I want to see where he falls.
22, Andrew Mills. I'll go 23.
You might get him.
Yeah, if Russell Wilson's going to go 50, I like him for half of Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Good man. All right.
I'll take Roethlisberger at 23. Thank you,
all
Bob.
All I can say is you're welcome. Well, there it goes. See, that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see what the next tier down is going to go for.
Yeah, pretty much good. Ben Roethlisberger, half the price of a Luck, Rodgers, Wilson.
Right, right.
Bidding war between Howard Bender and Shane Manila.
I'm staying out of that one.
And Joe Pizzapia cheering on Howard. $79 for Julio Jones to Howard Bender. Five off of Antonio Brown's high of 84.
Nice. Now we're getting some money spent. That's the way this is supposed to work. Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham comes in at 55 right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
All right, guys.
He's going to be in the 70s. There's no question. 75.
75. Does he pass Julio and does he pass Brown? Odell Beckham.
He shouldn't.
He's at 78, 79, 80.
Spend the money, boys.
Spend he's it. Over Julio.
He's spend at 81. Like he got it.
Three off Antonio Brown. 82,
83. Here we go. And it's done.
And he goes 83 to Shane Manila. Wow. One off Antonio Brown. So Beckham, Brown at 84, Beckham 83, Julio Jones 79. Oh, goodness. And Brad Wallace pisses off the draft room as he throws out Stephen Guskowski. And Bob immediately bids on him $2.
Best kicker in the league. You people are all full. See, I knew it. I knew something.
Yep. That's why I want people to waste dollars.
It's the best kicker in the league, man. See? Look at it. See, people are starting to see it now. You watch, he'll get up to like $10 and everybody pissed off like, I can't believe I spent $10 on a kicker.
That's why I threw him out there.
Alan Hearns, 15. I think he might get him at that. I think he might get Hearns at that 15. Because this is the regression guy, not Allen Robinson. Alan Hearns is the regression guy. Oh, John at the last second. John and Pemba at 16. How do you feel about that, Bob? I kind of think Hearns is the regression guy, not Robinson.
Honestly, I don't. I think they'll both regress, but I think they'll be equal. I like Hearns a lot, honestly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, his consistency was right up there as a wide receiver two last year. And, you know, I still believe that Jacksonville doesn't have any defense, and they're going to continue to throw the ball. I mean, Hearns caught a touchdown in preseason the other night again. So, you know, he's certainly getting the looks from
Allen Robinson, getting in the 60s. Allen Robinson has now tied A.J. Green's price at 69. And there he goes to 70. Joe Pizzapia with a $70 big bid on
that. Now the fourth highest person off the board.
Making my DeAndre Hopkins look really good at $59.
Yeah. I didn't agree with that. $71 for Allen Robinson, and Allen Hearns goes 17. There is Alshon Jeffrey nominated by Bob.
If he hits 40, I will be. Well, I don't know. He might.
He might. I mean, he just went to 25 seconds.
Yeah, he might. Yeah.
Seriously, hey, seriously, guys.
We're in a room where people spending money right now. That's for sure. I'm liking it.
And there you have it. Just a brief look into how some of the fantasy football industry insiders approach a draft, how they spend their budget, which players move up the pricing, and which players can be had at a value. And a lot of different strategies. Auction is a different beast than your typical snake drafts out there. It's about time to wrap up this episode of the Fantasy Flex. One more shout out to all the participants in the first ever Fantasy Flex Pro Bowl. Mr. Andrew Mills from NFL Spin Zone, Phil Backert from Sirius XM, Howard Bender and John Impemba of Fantasy Alarm, Joe Pizzapia, author of the Fantasy Black Book, Shane Manila from Dynasty Football Factory, Eric Moody from RotoViz, and of course, joining us here on the podcast today, Bob Lung, author of the Fantasy Football Consistency Guide, and over at BigGuyFantasySports.com. As always, please be sure to hit us up with any comments, criticisms, or questions over on Twitter at FantasyFlexPod. You can now check out the Fantasy Flex at our home, DynastyFootballFactory.com. Or if you prefer, all episodes can also be found on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or Blog Talk Radio. Until Friday, when we'll be joined by football diehards Bob Harris, as well as roto experts Mike Blewett. I'm Nate. That's Brad.